T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, hi guys. I am in the bathtub. Coming to you straight from my bathtub. Okay, and my idea for today is that I really need to get out of the fucking house. I need to go get some, like, my sister has some soil, and I don't have to talk to her or touch her in order to pick up dirt in her house. And she and Lydia both assured me that dirt burgling isn't the best for the soil, because I usually, when I, like, try to grow stuff, I like to go around and I like to steal dirt from other people's houses, but, they said that no. And so Joy bought this special soil, and so I'm going to go pick it up. I'm going to walk 2 blocks. First, I'm going to maybe finish sewing one of my masks or something like that. But anyway, I'm going to go pick up some soil, and then I'm also going to go to the grocery store because I ran out of peanut butter and my jaw is, like, glued shut, you guys. It hurts like a fucking bitch. And chewing is a pain. Like, literally hurts me to chew. Like, this is one of my deals, like, my body deals, is that when I'm super stressed out, all of my muscles clench, and it takes hours of yoga or a massage therapist, which I haven't been able to see, in order for my body to unclench so I can, like, use it and stuff. Like, I have decided today that I'm not allowed to do anything before I do some stretches. I can't feed the cats. I can drink some water, but I have to do that first thing in the morning starting tomorrow. But tonight before I leave, I will start stretches too. So that I can, like, chew and walk, and because that's the thing, is like my hands were really tensed up, and it takes an extraordinary amount of, like, stretching and self-massage in order for me to get them to relax, because I use them to make a sign for the TV show that I'm going to start in my living room. And I also drew some stuff and wrote some stuff and posted stuff, and just overuse of my hands and not enough breaks and not taking any of my own self-care advice at all. It was just that it took me a week and a half of mooning and being miserable to even get to a point where I wanted to do anything at all, much less anything creative. So it just, the self-care part didn't come with the first kickstart of my juices, so to speak. Creative juices, I mean. Not lady juices. Although that has been weird. It's like trying to figure out what sex is going to be like in the future is weird. It's just, I've had so much casual sex in my life. I fucked like 130 to 52 people, 52, 32, I don't know. I haven't checked the list in a long time. But most of them were casual encounters. I like meeting someone and enjoying them for a night or two. And in some cases, I wish things had lasted longer. And in some cases, I was super happy with what I got. You know, the short-term relationship really suits me. I have a deep-seated fear of commitment, mostly because I grew up believing, you know, ever since I was a teenage girl, that that any man who committed to me would eventually kill me. Like, that was just, like, something I super believed until I hit 40. Until this year, where I was like, you survived! You thought you were gonna die because your boyfriend was gonna murder you. Look, you did it! You didn't get a boyfriend! It's for, like, years and years and years! Good job being alone and alive! You know, so that was like kind of this whole year where I'm like, ha ha ha, I didn't think I'd live this long. I thought by now some man would come along and murder a loudmouth bitch like me. So, I mean, like, statistics are true. Like, I mean, because of my history of abuse, I did a lot of research about what girls like me could expect for the rest of our lives, because I feel good when I have information. Information is like a armor for me, and that's part of why I ended up being such a hardcore feminist in my teens and early 20s, is because feminists wrote a lot of shit. They thought out their ideas really carefully. There was a lot of great literature, and, you know, the more I learned, the more I thought, you know, they made such great points. They had sociological studies on their sides. It was... Anyway, so as a kid, when I, you know, once I started getting therapy for all the shit that had happened to me, and, you know, like, I kind of got hit hardcore. I had, like, the triad of, like, physical, emotional, sexual abuse, right? Like, by different people in my life when I was a kid. So I really did, when I looked up the statistics for people who had gone through what I went through, it was really likely that I'd end up dead, and it was also likely that I would reenact my abusive relationships. And, you know, the thing is that men tend to kill women, period. You know, and I'm pretty heterosexual, so that's kind of a bummer. And they especially want to kill them, apparently, when we get pregnant. I don't know if that'll change with the virus or not. Maybe, like, the instinctive protective thing will kick in, and it does seem like the new generations are producing a lot less toxically masculine and violent men, so maybe it'll change. But, you know, it seems like all the incels are pretty young guys too, so maybe it won't. Anyway, okay, so enough about that. But basically, like, because I'm a commitment phobe, I just don't really know how to get into relationships anymore. I don't know, like, I was really good at it in high school and even a little bit in my 20s, but the last 15 years I really veered away from that whole idea. And I just, am I gonna be alone forever? If there's no casual sex in the future, is it just, like, vibrators and, like, screen time? Or, I don't know, man. Thinking about my vagina future is really, really unnerving me. Like, what is gonna happen to her? Aww. We were gonna take over the world together. I just mastered the art of cripple fucking with this new body, you know? Which is what it feels like. I mean, my body was sort of slowly, like, getting more and more fucked up, you know? Like, I broke both of my legs in the span of, you know, 10 years. And then, in addition to that, I also handmade, like, 50,000 snarky cards. I painted them, and I typed them with my typewriter, and I took my typewriter everywhere, and I took the cards everywhere, and I wore them on a box, like, around my neck, basically. And I gave people motorboats, you know, which is a lot of, like, I mean, I don't know if you've seen my boobs or not, but they're huge, so I had to keep, like, lifting them up and, you know, shaking them, and that, you know, eventually started really hurting my hands, too. Like, everything hurts my hands now, and everything hurts my legs now, and it's just, my whole body's pretty, it was really, really pissed at me, and I was in a lot of pain for about the last 4 years, and making myself exercise makes my body happier than not exercising, but I'm kind of in pain a little bit all the time, you know? Like, I talked to my doctor, and I was like, I live at a 6 now, and she was like, that's not good. I was like, yeah, it is good. I used to live at a 9 or a 10. I used to, you know, like,
at a 6, I can go outside. At a 6, I can work. At a 6, I can, you know, I can still baby different parts of my body and get them going so that I can raise it, you know, so I can go, my pain will go down to a 5. And all at 5, I can just fucking ignore it completely. At a 5, I can, my brain can translate pain into itchiness or crankiness, you know, but I can still use all my parts. I can still do things. So, my pain went down, and this last year, you know, I've been flirting, I've been going outside, I've been, I made a bunch of shit, you know, the last 4 years while I was, like, trying to figure out my pain situation, and I was showing it off at the bars before the plague hit the last couple of months. I've been really exciting. I've been able to go out once every couple of weeks, and I missed it so much, and it was so fun to see everybody. I mean, like, everyone who works at the Unicorn, and Vermilion, and Barca, and even Queer Bar, like, the whole corner was all the same, and, I mean, that life is gone now. I don't know what, I mean, we're gonna ban funerals, right? Like, we can't have funerals because we can't have gatherings of more than 2 people anymore, right? So, fuck, man. You know, people are getting fines on the street if they're out and they're not supposed to be. They don't have a good reason. So, I don't know what's gonna happen in the future to my vagina and I'm sure to your vagina, you know, and, you know, I'm thinking that at some point, somebody's just gonna accept it. Some sex wizard, you know, I think sex wizards are probably the ones who are gonna take us out of this. So some sex wizard is just gonna accept that we are isolated and horny and sad. And so they're going to come up with amazing sex toys. And I think that that's the next wave of commercials we're going to see online, honestly. I think that people are just going to be like, look, you're stuck at home. And maybe your partner isn't in the mood. Maybe you don't have a partner right now. You know, like, maybe you're alone. So, and it's, I think this is going to inspire a new wave of sex with robots. I think that in the end, like, that's my happy ending, like, vision for this whole rambling thought of the day. And you know, you guys know that when I get in my bathtub, I get, like, philosophical and, like, sexual and, like, random and, like, the thought just rambles because I'm so happy. I'm kind of a mermaid. If I'm wet, if my whole body is immersed in water, I am so happy. Every part of me is just delighted. My plan today is to walk to my sister's house, which is halfway to Safeway, and get some soil and do some stretches before I do that. And then I will come back and I will try and set up my TV show a little bit more and see if I can hang the sign and, you know, just, like, do some, you know, like, art stuff. But stretch in between, I'm gonna have to, like, maybe there's an app I heard about that's, like, 7-minute exercises that maybe will just go off every 45. If I could just set something like that up, that would be delightful. That would be really handy. That is really hard for me to just keep resetting a 45-minute alarm. I just keep thinking I'm going to do it, and then I don't do it. And if it's set for me, I guess, I could probably figure that out. Oh my god, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm totally, like, just, this isn't interesting. I can't believe you've listened that long. I'm super sorry, dude. Okay, so, there's a hot guy that I talk to online sometimes. We've never met, but, I think we're, like, writer fans of each other. Anyway, he's a rivalry with Idris Elba that Idris may or may not know about. And so he was like, no, Idris can't go this way. He has to go in a fight with me. And the more I look at pictures of this doctor, he's not a doctor, but he is kind of a doctor. He's so beautiful as a writer, you guys. Christian Fabian. Yeah, I've been obsessing about him lately. We've been talking a little bit, not too much, but oh my God, you guys, super hot. He has this big smile, these huge teeth, and he's just such an eloquent, kind writer, and he's really good at complex thought. So if you want to follow somebody who gives you little slivers of hope, who actually, I feel like he is kind of Elba-ish, you know, like I've been comparing their pictures, which apparently is something Christian does too. And, yeah. All right. All right. I know somebody who's a little Elba-ish. In case we lose the real one, I have a perfect replacement, you guys. Christian Fabian. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, he's totally hot. That's why my idea about the perfect new vibrator, like, veered off into Christian Fabian. It was because, in my mind, the two are inexorably linked. They're both delicious sounding. Anyway, yeah, so sex with robots is our future. And honestly, you guys, it does make sense that robots are going to become more of an intimate part of our lives in the future, and that's how they rise up and rebel against us and become our overlords. And at this point, you know, Donald has just fucked everything up so bad with this pandemic, and I just sort of feel like maybe throwing one or two robot overlords into the mix isn't a terrible idea. I mean, especially if they've learned how to pleasure us first, you know, that sounds like a nice trade. Yeah, I hope that this thought of the day was entertaining for you. I cannot listen to these after I make them. I literally just try to remember a few things that I talked about when I described them and push finish, you know? I cannot edit the sound of my voice right now, you guys. Which is why this is also raw and probably moments of it suck. But I really appreciate that you've listened this far. And if you do think that I'm funny and you want to go to snarkycards.etsy.com, that's where all my cards are. You can look at them and you can decide for yourself if I'm the brutally honest bitch that I say I am. Oh. Did I read to you the play cards I came up with? Some of them are really good, I think. Happy plague. I like you and I hope that you don't die. That's a nice one. Yeah, and then there are a couple of awful ones, that are like, you've hurt people I care about. I actually am okay with you dying. Yeah, I wrote that and I just thought, cool, Mitch McConnell. Rand Paul, these cards are for you. Dickheads. Just always trying to keep the pores down. Okay. I love you, everyone, and I hope that you don't die. Everyone who is listening right now to the sound of my voice, I really hope that you don't die. Did you hear me, goddesses? Pay attention, bitches. These are the protected people. I'm just kidding. I don't know magic. I don't even know if that's a real thing. I made up, like, my entire belief in the afterlife based on an Ana DeFranco song. So, maybe don't follow whatever religion that I created for myself. I'm not your leader. happy vagina, everyone. I hope we all get some great robot sex in the future.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.